agree, Gail.
Are you more looking forward to the last day of minicamp tomorrow, or are you happy with what you've seen progress-wise so far?
I mean, it's just getting started. You know, it's not really, you know, the end, or, you know, I'm going to go train and, you know, I'm going to come back. And, you know, we're just not starting. It's not, you know, a break for me. I took a break last year and did yoga. You know, it worked out all right for me, but I'm, you know, want to do a little bit more. You know, I'm going to come back here a little bit earlier, work out with Coach Luke and the guys, you know, be here a couple of days in advance and, you know, get a jump start.
Are you better off for you personally to try to down a little bit and chill out and regenerate, or just keep going?
I got about 10 days. Yeah. I'll shut it down because you can't completely, you know, all the way shut it down. But I'm going to get out of here for 10 days, you know, chill, relax, do some cardio and, you know, ab work for about 10 days, and I'll be back here, you know, the end of June getting ready for a training camp.
What was the thought process in that and wanting to get back even earlier than you have to be here?
Honestly, it wasn't even me. You know, I wanted to, you know, do the same stuff I was doing, but, you know, we got a great strength and conditioning coach here with Luke Richardson and the guys, and he was telling me, you know, if you could just come back, you could work out with me. And I was like, you know what? You know, I don't have anything to lose, you know, coming here, working out with the guys, you know, developing my body, you know, for, you know, a long season. You know, hopefully it'll be a little bit longer than, you know, than half the other teams. So, you know, I'm going to start getting ready for that about a month in advance.
How many other players do you expect to join
you? I don't know. I'm not, you know, I'm not really, you know, too concerned. I'm sure some guys will be here, but as long as I can work out with, you know, our strength and conditioning coach, with Luke and the guys, all those guys will be here, you know, I think it'll be all right.
Well, I know this Saturday you're going to that football camp to talk about Beat the Heat. Why is that a program you wanted to get involved with?
Well, teaming up with Gatorade, you know, the Beat the Heat program is to inform, you know, athletes of hydration and heat safety. You know, especially here in Denver, it's the altitude, you know, it could definitely pull a lot out of you. And it's just, you know, teaming up with Gatorade and informing young athletes about staying hydrated.
Vaughn, I know you guys don't have pads or anything on, but you got some new faces here on defense. Has anyone in particular jumped out at you a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of guys. I've already said, you know, Derek Wolfe, and, you know, Robert Ayers and Sylvester and Terrence Knight and Kevin Vickerson. You know, Nate Irvin, he's had a pretty good camp. You know, Chris, you know, he's as consistent as always. And, you know, I mean, all those guys are looking good. I think, you know, we got some young, talented receivers over there they've been doing, you know, a pretty good job as well. So, you know, I think we got a lot of good pieces, and, you know, for the guys to take a little break for a little bit and come right back, get ready for training camp.
With you having the more experience, with Elvis gone, with the young guys coming in, has your role changed a little bit as far as you kind of can mentor some of these younger guys coming in too?
I mean, I'm the same guy that I've always been. My leadership role is in the locker room. It wouldn't just be, you know, getting on the guys, but just, you know, I think the Broncos organization, they drafted me, you know, off of, you know, being a locker room guy. You know, I'm one of the last guys out of the locker room. I just enjoy, you know, being in a locker room with the guys, not necessarily just about football and, you know, plays and schemes, but, you know, about, you know, just life and, you know, just joking around. You know, guys are going through stuff. You know, I think that's where my role comes in, you know, bigger than being a leader, is just, you know, letting all the guys know in the locker room, it's just football, especially young guys. It's just football at the end of the day. You know, it's life after football. You know, when we come in the locker room, you know, we're brothers, and, you know, to keep it light in there.
We're talking to Randy Gradishar, one of the Broncos' all-time greats for linebackers, and asked him about you, and one of the guys he compared you to was Lawrence Taylor. Pretty nice comparison.
Yeah, I mean, it's humbling. You know, Lawrence Taylor, he's one of the greatest players, one of the greatest defensive players, you know, to play the game. And, you know, to be compared to him, like I said, you know, it's definitely, you know, humbling. I just want to, you know, keep performing in a way that would, you know, make organization proud, keep trying to develop into that linebacker that the organization brought me to be, that I know I can be, and, you know, my teammates know I can be.
Vaughn, whether it's Terrence or Sylvester or Dominique, the new guys who have been here as their first offseason program with the Broncos, how quickly have they caught up, and what do you expect them to do the first couple of days of camp?
I think DRC, he's been looking like he's been here, you know, for the longest. You know, he came right in, he fits in with the locker room, you know, locker room type of guy. You know, he came in, same with Terrence, you know. Mr. Elway and Coach Fox, you know, they did a great job of getting, you know, locker room guys, great character guys that, you know, can come in and do what, you know, do stuff that we're looking for them to do. And I think, you know, the additions that we picked up this offseason have been great. You know, those guys, they seem like they've been here forever, you know. I already got a chemistry on the football field and the locker room. And they feel like they've been here forever.
You've talked about how you talked with Sean Phillips and learned from him. Has he been picking your brain to learn from you as far as getting adjusted to this defense and his role?
I mean, the way I play football, it's not that's why I feed off those veteran guys. You know, for me, it's just I love playing football. It's not really a technical thing with me. I just like being out there running around, moving. You know, it's if it was just line up and play, you know, I could do that all day. But, you know, I've been picking up from them just, you know, playing inside the scheme, you know, taking care of your role. You know, I've already been trying to do that, but seeing the way, you know, those guys do it, you know, it's definitely helped out a lot. I mean, it just shows you the type of the organization that we have. You know, these guys could have been doing, you know, anything in the world. And, you know, they get, BT, you know, Mr. Gratishire, and all those guys out here to just, you know, take a moment out of the day and just, you know, come in here and talk, you know, speak with guys that, you know, we're generations after them. And, you know, you still have a connection to, you know, Broncos organization and what's going on right now. That just tells you, that just shows you the type of organization that we have, type of organization that's, you know, the type of stuff that they've been doing over the years. And, you know, a clear indicator of the future is the past. And, you know, those guys have been doing a lot of good stuff for us, and hopefully we can, you know, carry it on for those guys.
I mean, you went to a college
that has tradition. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you talked about it all the time. And then this organization has a tradition. Why is that? Why does that speak to you? Right? Something about it speaks to you.
I mean, you only got a short window. You only got a short window to come out here and play football, to be a part of, you know, something that's way bigger than you. The Broncos organization is going to go home. You know, it's been going on before me, after me. You know, the NFL is going to go on. It's going to be one of the strongest, you know, businesses in the world. And, you know, to, you know, take advantage of your opportunity, you know, the short window that you have it's definitely important. You know, you don't want to be, you know, forgotten after, you know, you play. You know, you want to take advantage of your time now and, you know, be remembered.
Randy Bradshaw was just saying that the player that maybe you would compare most to from his era would be Lawrence Taylor. When you hear something like that, what do you think of a comparison like that?
Oh, yeah, like I said before, I mean, it's just humbling. You know, Lawrence Taylor, he's all-time great. You know, he could do it all. And, you know, it just lets me know that I got a long way to go. You know, myself, like I said before, I'm my biggest critic. You know, I feel like I've taken steps in the direction of being the type of linebacker that, you know, the organization brought me to be. But I still feel like I'm a long way away. I still feel like I got a lot of work. You know, my defensive coordinator, Coach Del Rio and Coach Smith, you know, those guys are always pushing. You can never do it 100% right. You can never do it perfect. And, you know, I think with those guys staying on me and, you know, me holding myself to the standard that I do, you know, I could definitely, you know, take strides in getting there.
Have you practiced a while at this new weight?
I'm feeling good. I'm right about 250. You know, I don't want to get any heavier than, like, 260. So I got a little wiggle room, but I'm feeling good. I'll be back here working with Coach Luke Richardson and strength and conditioning staff, and you know, I'm gonna be ready to go. I'm gonna get jump started in the training camp. You know, it might not be the best thing. You know, I love Denver, but you know, you want to get out of here for a little bit. You know, I'm coming back. You know, sooner than you know that I expected, but it's all for the good. You know, that's gonna help me be the type of player that I know I can be.
But then you'll have your wind and be adjusted to the altitude as soon as you get
started. Yeah, we'll be ready to go, and you know, just yeah, like you said, just getting acclimated. You know, starting to. You know, get my body. You know, the key is just not getting out of shape. If you could stay in shape, you'll be good. You know, football guys, you take a little bit of break, and you know, it's easy to get out of shape. But the key is, you know, to stay in shape so you don't have to get back in shape. Getting back in shape is the worst part about it.
Camp, you're not going to be coming off the field. You're trying to keep up with Peyton.
Yeah, I mean, the reps are definitely going to increase, and you know, definitely want to get a jump start on all that stuff. And I think the structure that we have here with our strength and conditioning, you know, coaches, it'll be great for me.
You're a poultry expert, right?
I am something like it.
What came first, the chicken or the egg?
I mean, for me, I think it'd have to be the chicken. You know, you need something to, you know, protect the eggs. You know, you just can't have eggs there. I'm sure, you know, it's a lot of theories out there, you know, where stuff comes from. But for me, I think it was, you know, some form of a chicken or a chicken or something that had to, you know, lay the egg first, in my opinion.
You thought about that for a while.
I mean, it's just, you know, it's a lot of, you know, it just depends on the way you look at it. Is the glass half full or, you know, half empty, you know? And just, you know, for me, it just makes sense for me for the chicken to come first.
So the chickens are kind of like the secret to the universe.
I mean, it might be a key to you know, to bigger mysteries out there. I mean, you know, it's a lot of mysteries out there that people don't know about. But in my opinion, I think chicken came first.
Did you just get a chicken tattoo of some sort?
Yeah, I got it right here.
It's a new one. It's a rooster. Right? Is there a specific?
I mean, it's just, you know.
But a specific type of chicken.
No, it's just a rooster. You know, roosters, they have. You know, and everybody's, you know, in today's world, you know, somebody call you a chicken, you take offense to it. But, you know, roosters, you know, cocks, they have some of the most, if you just can sit there and watch it, you know, their personalities are, you know, outstanding. You know, they run the yard. And if you could just watch them, you know, it'll change your mind about being called a chicken.
Okay. Thank you, bro. All right, man.